8 Poses for a Morning Stretch from RexburgYoga.com. Child's Pose. Kneel on the floor, then sit down on your heels, big toes touching. Knees are hip-width apart or more. Take a big breath down into the belly, and as you exhale, walk your hands forward and lengthen the torso down between the thighs, seat still close to heels. Keep walking your hands out in front so your arms are mostly straight. Palms on the floor, fingers spread. Each inhale broadens the back. Each exhale relaxes you into the pose. Your forehead may rest lightly on the floor. Feel the air fill up the belly, sides, and back. Relax any tension in your face, jaw, and neck. One more inhale. And as you exhale, walk your hands in and push yourself upright, seat to heels. Now move to your hands and knees for the cat and dog stretch. Hands directly under the shoulders and knees directly under the hips. Arms are pressing straight and strong. Begin with a deep inhale. And then as you exhale, curl the tailbone under, rounding the spine up and tuck the chin into the chest. An inhale begins the upward movement, turning sit bones up. Belly drops as the chin stretches upward. Exhale begins the inward tucking movement, round, tuck, and squeeze. Inhale, pelvis tips forward, belly drops, chin lifts. Keep up the breathing and the movement 2 or 3 more times in each direction. Return to a neutral spine position. The lateral C curve is next. You'll move the spine from side to side. Still on your hands and knees, with your head as a natural extension of the spine, inhale in the center. Then exhale, draw your right ear to your right shoulder to your right hip. A C curve. Inhale, center. Exhale, draw left ear to left shoulder to left hip, C curve. Inhale, center. Exhale, C curve to the right, looking back at your right foot. Inhale, center. Exhale, C curve to the left, looking back at your left foot. Inhale, center. Keep breathing and move side to side one more time. Finish in the tabletop position and neutral spine. Stay on your hands and knees with a neutral spine for threading the needle twist. Slide your right hand, palm up, in between the left hand and left knee. Slide the right arm all the way out to the left so the right shoulder and side of the head rest comfortably on the floor. Inhale and reach the left hand up towards the ceiling. Press the right arm into the floor as you twist. Breathe into all areas of the waist, rib cage, back, and chest. Take one more cycle of breath. Now bend your left elbow, bring the left arm down, and press slowly back to the tabletop position. One cycle of breath to normalize the spine. Now slide your left hand, palm up, in between the right hand and right knee. Slide the left arm all the way out to the right so the left shoulder and side of the head rest comfortably on the floor. Inhale, reach the right hand up towards the ceiling. Press the left arm into the floor as you twist. Breathe into all areas of the waist, rib cage, back, and chest. Take one more cycle of breath. Now bend the right elbow, bring the right arm down, and press slowly back to the tabletop position with a neutral spine. One cycle of breath to normalize the spine. Lie down on your stomach. Let's do a dynamic sphinx. Stretch out completely with your arms lengthened out above your head, palms down, forehead on the floor. Your legs can be a comfortable distance apart. Energize the legs all the way down to the toes. Hug the muscles to the bones. Inhale into the back body. And as you exhale, lift the head and torso and slide the arms straight in until you're resting on your elbows. Lengthen the lower back by curving the pelvis down into the floor. You'll look just like the Sphinx. Chin is parallel to the floor, elbows directly below the shoulders. The chest expands with each inhale. Draw the shoulders down and lengthen the neck. Inhale, expand the chest. Exhale, curl the tailbone under. Inhale, expand. And now exhale, press into the hands a little and slide your hands and arms forward, coming all the way back down to the starting point, lying on your belly. Now bring your hands under your shoulders, press yourself up to your hands and knees, and pause with a rounded spine for a few breaths. The natural squat pose is next. Only do the squat if it's comfortable on your knees. Bring your knees and feet a little bit wider than hip width. Turn your toes under and press yourself into a squat, seat to heels, either on your toes or heels grounding. Keep the toes as straightforward as possible, but it's fine to point them out if that's more comfortable to you. You can use a wedge or folded blanket under the heels. Arms can be resting on the thighs, around your legs, in between the legs with the palms pressing together and elbows pushing the knees out, or your arms out in front of you, hanging on to some furniture so you can stay in the squat more comfortably. Stay with your rhythmic breath for one more cycle. Now energize into the feet and press your hands into your thighs as you stand straight up and finish with a nice stretch, arms overhead. Now float your arms down to your sides. Step your feet really wide, toes point forward. Inhale the arms out to the side until parallel to the floor and stand in this five-pointed star pose for two cycles of breath. Nice, slow, deep breath. Bring your hands to your hips. As you inhale, lift into the heart center. And as you lift, bring the kneecaps up, energize the leg muscles. Now exhale and fold forward from the hip joints. Your hands can come down to the floor to support the fold. Keep the legs engaged, muscles hugging the bones. Allow the crown of the head to come towards the floor. Inhale, turn the sit bones upward. Exhale, relax the head down. Keep it simple. Keep breathing deeply. Three more cycles of breath. Bring a soft bend to your knees. Press your hands into your thighs as you come up. Walk the feet back into the center. Sky reach. Sit down, cross-legged or Indian style on the floor. With your hands, roll each thigh inward and sit on the front of the sit bones. Interlace your fingers, and as you inhale, turn the palms up and reach for the sky. Breathe length in the spine. Relax the shoulders away from the ears so there's space for the neck and shoulders. Slow the breath, both inhaling and exhaling. Rooting through the sit bones and lengthening through the waist and ribs. A few more cycles of breath. Last exhale, release the fingers. Float the arms down, hands onto the thighs. Take a breath to finish your morning practice and enjoy the day.